This sermon is by the Reverend J. Christie Ramsey, pastor of Goodyear Heights Presbyterian Church in Akron, Ohio, recorded at the church's classic worship service held Sunday mornings at 9. May you be blessed to be a blessing. Our second reading from Scriptures is from Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. It's on page 923 on your pew Bible, if you care to read there. And of course, it's projected on the wall as well. Listen and hear the word of God written. Welcome those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. Some believe in eating anything, while the weak eat only vegetables. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on the servants of another? It is before their own Lord that they may stand or fall, and they will be upheld. For the Lord is able to make them stand. Now some judge one day to be better than another, while others judge all days to be alike. Let all be fully convinced in their own minds. Those who observe the day, observe it in honor of the Lord. And those who eat, eat in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God. While those who abstain, abstain in honor of the Lord and give thanks to God. We do not live to ourselves. We do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, so he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brothers or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we will all stand before the judgment of God, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then, each of us will be accountable to God. Amen. Holy days and holidays. I want to ask you this question and think about it. Do they have July 4th in England? Well, yeah, they do. And they have July 5th and 6th. They have all July numbers. They got them all. I was over in England on July 4th. That's a little awkward. You don't want to bring up the whole July 4th independence thing, you know. You don't really want to bring that. That'd be rude. We're in England. But we were in a farmhouse in rural England in the 80s, and our host wanted to make us feel at home. So she was going to give us a July 4th barbecue. Now, I said already, that's a little awkward, like, yes, we won. You know, we're going to be independent of all you around here. And she was really, really gracious. I thought, that's pretty good, having a July 4th barbecue in England. I mean, and it's really nice that her friends came to it. I mean, you know, it's been a couple hundred years, but some people hold grudges. And so they came and we had hamburgers. She wanted us to get us hamburgers. Now, this was a farm, and they pretty much knew their breakfast meat by first names. But she wanted us to have an authentic American 4th of July barbecue. So she went to the butcher special to get hamburger. Now, if you think about it, ham burger. If you don't know what that is, you're going to come back with pork. And that's what she did. So we had grilled sausage for a barbecue on buns for July 4th. And the whole time, Betty Lynn's like this to me. Hey, don't you say a word. Don't you say it. Don't say it. Oh, and they said, isn't this authentic barbecue? I go, oh, yeah, this is just like at home. Yeah, you're right. You know, some people honor the day and some people don't. Some people keep the day and some people don't. Do you know someone that remembers the day of death of their husband or child or father or mother. And maybe they'll go out to the gravesite, or maybe they would make a special contribution, or maybe they would go to a favorite restaurant, or just something on the day that to everyone else and to everybody else says that's not really a day anymore. That person's dead, doesn't have a birthday, or that's just an anniversary of the death, or that's just a Tuesday. But for that person, we used to say in rural Indiana, she keeps the day. He keeps the day. I think some people think that Christians just argue about being arguing. And that's what literally that scripture says, quarreling over decisions. It's talking about quarreling over quarreling, or opinions, or things, opinions, not really actions, or what we're going to do, or plans, or priorities, or any buildings, or anything important, or concrete, or makes just opinions. What we think. Folks think that that is what Christians do. Oh, you got to go to this church, you got to go to that church. You know, there's a church up the hill, community, Goodyear Heights Community Church up there by Cyberling School. Used to be folks here, and they got mad and moved up there. That was years and years and decades ago. And you know, if you went up there and asked them, well, hey, what did we fight about? What was the big fight about? What was the discussion? What was the quarrel? I still haven't found anybody that knows. And yet we're still apart. We actually built monuments and lived our life and changed over something we quarreled about. Quarreling over opinions. And Paul tells us, but why do we do that? You see, we're going back and forth like it's up to us about whether they follow me or follow you, or we're in this group or that group. And that doesn't matter, because we're all in the group of honoring the Lord. We all have the allegiance of serving Jesus Christ. And if you don't like the way that person's serving, well, that's between that person and Jesus Christ, not really between you and him. How are you working what you're supposed to be doing? How you're working your life on that? They ask for opinion, or you talk to them, or they want to know, or they want to know about what your walk is and what your witness is. Sure, great, fine. But you don't judge them and quarrel and say, oh, you're not doing that right. And Christians do, they come up and they say, well, how do you do it? Well, that's not right. I do it. Why does that help anything? It doesn't. What does help is to say, whatever you do, do in honor of the Lord. Whatever you do, give thanks to the Lord. For all your life, all even life and death, everything is under the Lord. So whatever you're doing, you're giving thanks to the Lord. John the Baptist, I talked in the children's message, talked to this, a soldier came, a tax collector came, other people came and say, well, hey, how can I be a Christian and still be a soldier? How can I be a Christian and still be a tax collector? How can I be? Do your job, do it right, do more than is required. Don't cheat anybody. Simple thing. We don't all have to agree. We don't all have to do the same thing. What we all have to do is, whatever we do, it's an honor to the Lord. He's giving thanks to the Lord to do that. Next week is 10 years from September 11th attacks. I just started in a church in Delmont, Pennsylvania, just 10 days prior. As awful as that time was, as scary and unsettling as that time was, it was a great time to be church. Because the churches were packed. People came back and they wanted to hear the gospel. They wanted to hear about God. They wanted to hear about unity and hope and people working together. They wanted to hear about all that. You know, they didn't come back because we served communion correctly. They didn't come back because we had the right theology. We didn't come back because they had the six things, or they didn't come back because we put the right people in hell and got the right people to heaven and had that down to the fourth decimal plates about where your eternal travel arrangements are going to be. They came because they wanted to be with other people that honored and served the Lord. They came and helped one another. All of our stuff is not about arguing over opinions. Our goal is not to all have one opinion. Look at the scriptures. It doesn't say all of you agree on one thing. All of you do. Here's the five things you all have to agree on. Paul says, hey, if you do it that way, fine. If you do it that way, fine. Just whatever you do, do it to honor the Lord. Do it with thanks to the Lord. Because that's what we're all about. We're out about being servants and helping one another and being honored to the Lord. We have an opportunity next week to do that, to show the community something. That we can get along at least in honor of those that pulled together on 9/11 that helped one another and all that. We're going to hear from Nicole. She's going to talk about her experience in New York, how a bunch of strangers became a community that keep in touch even to this day, how they pulled one another. And she actually got pulled off the street. The ashes were coming down. You couldn't see. You couldn't breathe. All sorts of horrible stuff was coming down. She actually got pulled off the street and into safety by a stranger and says, come here. Safety here. And they pooled their resources and figured out who was where and used each other's cell phones. That's quite a story. You got to come and hear that next week. That's why people come to church. Not because we got something right and everybody else is wrong, but because we help each other honor and serve the Lord. I hope that when somebody says, is this right, and they've tried to done something nice for me, or tried to done something honoring me and all that, I won't say, well, actually, we have cow meat, not pig meat, when we have hamburgers. You're not doing it quite right. But I hope I can see past that and see that they're trying to honor and they're trying to got good intentions, they're trying to do the right thing, they're trying to have a party and a reception and be good to their friends and to welcome us. I hope I can see past that, and I hope you all can too. That it's not whether or not we agree, but it's whether or not we can serve the Lord. No one is going to come here because we're the best fighters and the best objection and the best arguers. They're going to come here because they know that this is where love happens. This is where people are helped be the best people they have. This is where they can find out how to honor and love and serve the Lord. It's going to be a place where people can lift up one another. That's in this scripture. It says the Lord lifts you up. The Lord props you up. It's not our great decisions or which way we decide or our opinions or our rightness, but Paul says that everyone is held up by the Lord. And the church is a place where we hold each other up as we all honor and serve the Lord in our own way. I found a really good reflection by Lillian Daniel. She's senior minister at First Congregational Church, UCC. And maybe I got to her because I get a lot of this stuff as a minister, but I bet you do too. Maybe even on holiday weekends, even though it's not that sunny out. And I wanted to close by reading her reflection, and I think that's very true of what the church is and what the church should be and what we're about. Lillian writes, on airplanes, I dread the conversation with the person who finds out that I'm a minister and wants to use the flight time to explain to me that he is spiritual and not religious. Such a person will always share as this is some kind of daring insight, unique to him, bold in its rebellion against the religious status quo. Next thing you know, he's telling me that he finds God in the sunsets. These people always find God in the sunsets and walks on the beach. Sometimes I think these people never leave the beach or the mountains with all the communion with God they do on hilltops and hiking trails. And did I mention the beach at sunset yet? You know, like people who go to church never see God in a sunset. Like we are these monastic-like hermits who never leave the church building. How lucky we are to have these geniuses inform us that God is in nature. As if we don't hear that in the Psalms, the creation stories, and in throughout our deep tradition. Being privately spiritual but not religious just doesn't interest me. There's nothing challenging about having deep thoughts all by oneself. What is interesting is doing this work in community, where other people might call you on stuff, or heaven forbid, disagree with you. Where life with God gets rich and provocative is when you dig deeply into tradition that you did not invent all for yourself. Thank you for sharing, spiritual but not religious Sunset Person. You are now comfortably in the norm for self-centered American culture, right smacked in the bland majority of people who find ancient religions duh, but find themselves uniquely fascinating. Can I switch seats now and sit next to someone who has been shaped by a mighty cloud of witnesses instead? Can I spend my time talking to someone brave enough to encounter God in a real human community? Because when this flight gets choppy, that's who I want by my side, holding my hand, saying a prayer, and simply putting up with me, just like we try to do in church. Amen. And she has a prayer. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for creating us in your image and not the other way around. Amen.